Protesters on the streets of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, have been demanding an end to military rule.
We have demands that include ending military rule and a civilian government with competent capabilities. That's why we're out on the streets.
A transitional government was formed after protests ended the 30-year rule of Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. But in October, Sudan's army overthrew that transitional government, dashing demonstrators' hopes of democracy.
Only so much that the streets can do. The initial trigger of changing of guard is very important, it's symbolic, but the hard graft of building a democratic culture, of having security authorities that do not believe in impunity, that having a judiciary that can do its work without any interference, that having a legislature, free press, I think that is a very long shot.
In the conflict in neighbouring Ethiopia, all sides have been accused of mass rapes and killings of civilians. Both government troops and rebels have made gains in recent months and then lost them again.
The war started as a result of mistrust, and unfortunately, war actually worsens that mistrust and it creates its own grievances. But just like it started, I think even today, regardless of the shift in power balance in the battlefield, from time to time, the conflict remains an effective stalemate, which necessitates a political solution. But unfortunately, both sides seem to be focused on the righteousness of their cause. Until we shift from this mentality, the country is likely to remain in war.
Neighbouring Somalia has been inching towards indirect elections that have been repeatedly delayed, which led to violence in the capital, Mogadishu, in February. Selection of representatives by elders is due to happen in the coming weeks, but armed opposition groups in Mogadishu say the whole process is already rigged.
If the manipulation that has happened to date continues during the process, then I think you have a very significant risk of conflict. Already the opposition has been quite opposed to what's happened, and they've demanded some sort of recheck on this process, but it doesn't seem like that's been heated. And so if it does continue this way, then I think we're at a very risky situation.
The conflict between Somalia's Western-backed government and the armed group Al-Shabaab has dragged on. Some analysts say the entire region is caught in a bigger geopolitical shift.
The Horn of Africa is in crisis, and the Middle East and Gulf countries seem to have gone to an improvised, a reactive way of engaging with the crises in the Horn. And in all of this, we really don't see the kind of influence from the European Union, the UK, or the United States that we have seen in the past few decades in this part of the world. They just don't seem to be the primary international actors anymore.
Across the region, promises of democracy have been delayed, and millions of people remain displaced by conflicts. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.